big country. Now, a quidnunc. What is a quidnunc? Now, for the initiated people who really don't need to look in any dictionary whatsoever, you'll know immediately that a quidnunc is one that is very curious, one that pretends to know all that passes and is a busybody. That's what a quidnunc is. Quidnunc. A quidnunc. And not as I said, it's Greek food. That's what I thought it was straight away. Quidnunc and coffee and that sort of thing. No, it's not that. Very much a thanks to Lil. And Lil is 15 years old today. I don't believe it, Lil. No, you're never 15. No, you sound younger than that. No, you don't. No, you sound older than that, about 17 or 18 or maybe even more, because our Lil has got a very deep butch voice when she comes on the telephone. She talks rather like that, you see. And also thanks to many other people who called in and all got it right. The only thing is, you don't actually win anything, so I'm very sorry about that. I really
How do you fancy a good relationship? Well, buying a new Nissan from the AMR Motoring Centre in Ludlow is just the start. When you buy a new Nissan, you can be sure of a good relationship. Not only with your car, but with AMR too. After all, customers driving a better car deserve a better class of service. AMR know that changing your car is a serious matter, and you want the best possible deal. You want a dealership that won't turn its back on you once you've driven away. You want peace of mind. AMR loves satisfied customers. With Nissan-trained engineers and an extensive parts and accessories stock, AMR give you a good deal and reliable service later. How about a Nissan Micra, the economical small car you should look at first? It has high levels of equipment and comfort, and you can rely on the Micra to give years of trouble-free pleasure with a free 100,000-mile, 3-year warranty, as is the case with all new Nissans. So call in soon and see the 1985 Nissan Micra with ex-works prices from £3,846, and AMR will make sure it's the start of a good relationship. The AMR Motoring Centre, Sheet Road, Ludlow, where you'll find Nissan is better. Telephone Ludlow 2774.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Ludlow Home Care Garden Centre is now open, with some outstanding and exciting bargains. And Ludlow Home Care Kitchen Centre, as always, offers you a complete service. Delivery and installation, complete kitchen services, and free planning services. Remember, Ludlow Home Care for everything you need, whether it's DIY, kitchens, or gardening, even sleeping in true comfort, because Ludlow Home Care now have a bed centre too. It's time you took a look. It's all for you at Ludlow Home Care, Ludford Bridge, next to Teamside Vehicles. Telephone Ludlow 4554.
You've got a rotten body.
I beg your pardon.
Your car body. Stunt driver, are you?
No, I'm not.
Ludlow Autobreakers. They give top prices for MOT failures and insurance write-offs.
This car just needs a little attention.
Hundreds of second-hand parts on the shelf for cars and light commercials. Hundreds of cars in stock. If it's not on the shelf, they'll take it off the vehicle for you.
Who?
Ludlow Autobreakers. Mitre Yard, Corvridge, Ludlow. Open 8 till 6, 7 days a week. Ring Horace or John on Ludlow 4669.
We'll go there now.
Hurry up then, Squire. That lamppost is overtaking us again.
Now, upstairs at Capital Carpets Ludlow, a bedding department with the complete bed, the stylistic by Dunlopillow, complete with sheets, duvet, pillows, pillowcases, valance and headboard, the king-size stylistic and a choice of colours, Sealy Posturepedic beds, single, double and bunk beds, Capital Carpets for velvet curtains and blinds, worsted Wilton carpets and a wide range of Indian rugs, Dandicourt mats and Sunlover custom-made curtains, Capital Carpets for quality carpets, free estimates, free fitting, in-home selection service, credit terms, distance no object. Contact Richard or Bernard at Capital Carpets, 16 The Bullring, Ludlow, and get perfect harmony into your home. Telephone Ludlow 3891.
2 9 9.
Well, we're at the dancing party, and you're out there having fun.
Abbott's Atmosphere. It's 8:38, just gone on Sunshine Radio, and you've got me for another 22 minutes or so, and I hope I've got your attention too. It's 299 on the medium wave, 103.5 VHF, and this morning's story involves a traveller. So, are you sitting comfortably? Then the gentleman will begin. I've got this funny feeling I'm going to sort of crack up halfway through this story. Anyway, we'll try and get through it as seriously as possible. And it could be a bit eerie and a little bit spooky, a bit like the Sunshine Radio house here, the wireless house. It's a bit spooky. There's cobwebs in the corners, you know, because the cleaner hasn't dusted just lately. It's terrible. The muck in here is awful. Anyway, here's the story. A traveller stuck miles from anywhere in the country was relieved to find a small hotel. He was very tired and weary, and thought, oh, I could do with kipping down for the night somewhere. But the bad news was that it looked extremely uninviting and sinister, this little hotel. However, the traveller didn't fancy spending the night in his car, and so he found himself applying for a room. All seemed quite normal, if somewhat quiet, and the only thing he found disturbing was a large red push button by the door of his room. What was it for, he wondered. What the devil's that for? There was no notice to explain its function. So what could it be? This button? Well, it could be an alarm bell. A service bell, he thought. No idea. All night long he lay tossing and turning, worrying and fretting about the purpose of this mysterious button. Very mysterious. By the morning, he was absolutely exhausted with all his worry. He hadn't had a second sleep, not a wink of sleep. And he got up and thought, "Oh, I have a bit of a stretch now. Oh, gosh, I do feel tired. No sleep." And he thought, "Oh, I shall have to go now. It's morning, it's light." He looked out of the window. He could see the sun rising and thought, "I must be on my way." He very wearily packed his bag. But just as he was leaving to go downstairs for breakfast, his curiosity got the better of him. He thought, what the devil is that button for, I wonder? So, plucking up his courage, he jabbed firmly at the red button, and the centre light came on. Oh! Oh, my goodness! Oh, my giddy aunt!
She says love.
Chloe, you shouldn't clear your throat when the fader's up. I've told you not to do that. I didn't find it that funny at all. It was one of those jokes where you go, oh, after all that, sending us up and getting us worked up and wound up, there'll be another one next week at about 20 minutes to 9. If I can sort one out. And a bit. Amy Stewart and friends. One or two people I must say hello to, and I'd like to say hi to Emma Stead. And Emma has been in hospital and she's had her appendix out, as young Emma. Oh, I do feel sorry for you, Emma, but I'm exactly the same way myself. It was a piece of cake, no trouble to it whatsoever. Easy. Tonsils, teeth, everything, just about everything I've had out. Best wishes from brother Mark and all the family. And Emma happens to like Ray Parker Jr., which we'll be playing for you in just a moment. And also, I must say hello to Miss Rose, who is 15 years old today. And this has been sent in with lots of love from Mum and Dad. And also Nan from Worcester. And I've got to say hello and happy birthday to Auntie Margaret. And this has been sent in with love and best wishes from Graham, Dot and Mary. And I'm told that Auntie Margaret is very keen on Ghostbusters and she can't wait to see the film. So, especially for you, here it is, Ray Parker Jr.
Ghostbusters! If there's something weird and it don't look good, who afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Sunshine, beaming down on Shrewsbury.
Wicker World, merchants of classical basketry, traditional cane and fine pine furniture.
On Saturday and Sunday, 9th and 10th of February, 12 noon till 8 p.m, see the Wicker World Cane and Pine Show at the Lion Hotel, Wild Cop. A wider range of furniture and 20% off all normal Mark Chop prices.
A celebration of classical quality from Wicker World. Making homes nicer, naturally.
Durrant Records not only at the forefront of today's sounds, Durrant Records provide for all shades of musical taste. All kinds of music for all kinds of people. A really wide choice of records, Brahms to Boy George. And if it's not in stock but still available, Durrants will order it. Durrant Records, open 6 days at the top of Wild Cop. Phone Shrewsbury 51008. Durrant Records, where popular means more than just pop.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. The sale at Clarkware must end this Saturday. Clarkware for men's and ladies' high-quality fashion. Knitwear by Sabre, suits by Biedermann, jeans and casuals by Lois and Lee Cooper. There's up to 50% off our normal prices. So hurry to the sale at Clarkware in the High Street, Shrewsbury. It ends this Saturday.
Exclusive, the beautiful Shropshire Plate, depicting a team of Shire horses ploughing and bordered by historic views of Shropshire. The Shropshire Plate by the Caverswall China Company in a limited edition of just 500, exclusively produced only for the China Shop in Shrewsbury at just £22.50 per plate. The China Shop, 4 Butcher Row, Shrewsbury, for high-class china and crystal, and that exclusive limited edition Shropshire Plate.
Follow the crowds to Salopian Sports in Shrewsbury. Salopian Sports for all sports equipment and clothing. Famous names like Dunlop, Adidas and Slazenger. Salopian Sports for ski wear too. See the sports and leisure specialists at Wild Cup Shrewsbury. Salopian Sports, telephone 55661. The sale ends this Saturday.
Sam's Furnishing have reconditioned electric and gas cookers from £45, all guaranteed. Good condition used three-piece suites. Pop in, see the range. Used fridges, all guaranteed. Dining suites, dressing tables, wardrobes, kitchen units. Their saucepan sets, cutlery, glassware, even new beds from £45. All at Sam's Furnishings, Castle Gates, Shrewsbury. Phone Shrewsbury 240 326.
299 metres, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
Lose you, and I don't know where I am going to.
ZZ Top and Sharp Dressed Man. Well, that's just about it. I've enjoyed doing the 3 hours for you this morning. Hope you can join us around the same time next week. Don't forget the biggest bingo game in the earth, in the whole of the universe, and it's between 6 and 8 every Wednesday evening when you can actually win money on this radio station. £35 to be won this Wednesday evening, and I shall be doing that for you. Very shortly, it's the news, and then the pretty little Michael Johnson with his little beard. I'll see you. Bye for now. Bye-bye. Now it's
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
The 9 o'clock news, this is Peter Deely. Mrs. Thatcher and the coal board have left the miners with an unrelenting weekend message. Get back to work on Monday, don't wait for peace talks, which may never happen. The industry's bosses are banking on a strike-breaking flood. Back to work now. The coal board's rejected the latest NUM moves to get negotiations underway again. The board is holding to its insistence that it has the right to decide on the closure of loss-making pits. And Mrs. Thatcher says she won't change her mind for those behind the picket line clashes.
You never compromise with violence. You never compromise with intimidation. You never compromise by those who want to use those to extinguish freedom and democracy. Because if you do, then the very things for which you stand are extinguished.
And Britain's church leaders have joined together for the first time to call for the resumption of pit peace talks without any preconditions. Representatives of all faiths have signed a statement saying there should be no demands for written assurances on pit closures before the talks start. A special Scotland Yard squad is to investigate corruption allegations against 100 named London police officers. The claims have been made by former Yard Detective Sergeant John Simons, who is himself serving a 2-year prison sentence after being convicted of corruptly obtaining money. Health Minister Kenneth Clark has launched a new drive urging homosexuals and drug addicts not to give blood because of the fear they're spreading the killer disease AIDS. He's trying to make sure every blood donor gets a new Department of Health pamphlet stressing the risks of passing it on. Marie Kinsey reports.
The DHSS has produced a new leaflet, much more explicit than the old, which makes no bones about just who should and who shouldn't give blood. If you're a practicing homosexual of either sex or take drugs intravenously, then stay away because even unknowingly you could be an AIDS carrier. Even if you've had sexual contact with a homosexual, the message is don't give blood. But the health department is reassuring people who think they can get AIDS from being a blood donor, it's impossible.
The mainly Catholic Social Democratic and Labour Party in Northern Ireland has decided to hold talks with the IRA. Originally, Gerry Adams, head of the IRA's political wing Sinn Féin, offered talks, but SDLP leader John Hume said he wanted to talk to the real decision makers, the military command. Boomtown Rat singer Bob Geldof has condemned the extravagant hangers-on surrounding the American version of the Band-Aid record for Ethiopia. He was in the studios when Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder and Bruce Springsteen were recording the U.S. fundraising single We Are the World. And he says freeloaders were already milking the profits.
There were a lot of film types and sort of ad execs and that there. And they were wolfing down these bowls of caviar and I just personally couldn't take. There were huge video screens of what was going on in the studio. And here were all these people singing, "We are the world, we are the children, you know. It's time to make a better day, so let's start giving, you know." And this was going on, and it struck me as a miserable dichotomy. And so I sort of let my feelings be known, as is my problem, I think.
Independent Radio News.
Thank you, Peter. And now the weather for the 2nd of February 1985. The mild weather will continue with sunny spells developing by late afternoon, although we can expect a little light drizzle, especially in higher parts. Temperatures will reach 12 degrees centigrade, that's above normal for early February. And Sunday's outlook is continuing mild with sunny spells. It's 3.5 minutes past nine.
Turn on
Sunshine Radio.
I'm talking.
Tears, Fears and Shout. Thanks very much to Jeff Brown for doing his 3 hours' worth this morning. Mike Johnson now with you until 1 o'clock.
It's a good, good morning, Sunshine Radio.
Lately I'm never down, lately I never found. And home in the car, no matter where you are. Don't wanna be alone, you just pick up the phone.
Hello, Fantasy Hotline.
What's your credit card number?
696-6713.
Your phone number?
751-6177.
What's your fantasy?
I just wanna speak to a very hot one.
We'll call you back.
Sex over the phone.
Sunshine, beaming down on Victorian Arcade, Shrewsbury.
The Communications Centre, Victorian Arcade, Shrewsbury, have a comprehensive range of quality-proved antique reproduction telephones. They sell answering machines, business and office systems, radio phones, and, of course, all the accessories for the DIY customer. Make it your independent choice at the Communications Centre, Victorian Arcade, Shrewsbury. Telephone Shrewsbury 247 919 or Ludlow 3934.
For your tropical fish and aquatic needs, it's got to be Shrewsbury Aquatics in the Victorian Arcade. We cater for the beginner and the seasoned professional. We do installations too in hotels, pubs and clubs. And there's super discounts on tanks, food, heaters and more. Call in and see Colin or Alan at Shrewsbury Aquatics, Victorian Arcade. Telephone 68423.
Posies means flowers for every occasion. Let Posies deliver beautiful fresh flowers on Valentine's Day. Posies have a 7-day delivery service throughout Shropshire for flowers and plants. Call in and see the superb selection of fresh, dried and silk flowers, plants and floral sundries. When you want flowers, it's got to be Posies Victorian Arcade. Phone Janet on Shrewsbury 60784.
Clobber has fashions for the younger generation 10 to 18. Clobber Victorian Arcade Shrewsbury for canvas baggies, sweatshirts, dresses, kilts and clothes in those awkward sizes. Clobber for soft furnishings made to order, beanbags, floor cushions, even rocking chair covers. Fashions for the younger generation at Clobber Victorian Arcade Shrewsbury.
Brambles of the Victorian Arcade Shrewsbury for a large range of traditional made natural sweets and fudges. Our country recipe dairy fudges are made with the purest of ingredients.
All alone, if you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Minutes past 9 o'clock on Sunshine Radio on a Saturday morning. It is, isn't it? Yes, yeah, Saturday's weather for the 2nd of February. The mild weather will continue with sunny spells developing by late afternoon. Actually, some of them are developing already, aren't they? Although we can expect a little light drizzle, especially in higher parts, so look out Clee Hill. And the temperature will reach 12 degrees centigrade, which is above normal for early February, and Sunday's outlook continuing mild with sunny spells.
I've been crying my heart out. Do you love me or do you love me not? If you keep trying, you hear me sighing, forget me not. I've been wearing my mind out to have you close. I give all that I've got. The love we tasted, has it been wasted? Forget me not. Ain't I just a lucky guy? Forget me not, forget me not. Whoa, I lay me down to die if love is a one big lie. There's no need to remind me, love's a fire and the kisses go hot. So take this ember, then you remember, forget me not. Well, ain't I just a lucky guy? Forget me not, forget me not. Whoa, I lay me down to die if love is a one big lie. There's no need to remind me,
fire and the kisses go hot. So take this ember, then you'll remember, forget me not. Forget me not. Forget me not.
Eden Kane, Forget Me Not, 21 minutes past 9 o'clock. Good morning to Stephen Wall. He's 18 today. Happy birthday to you. Won't go any further than that. He lives at 33 Mortimer Street in Leominster, and this comes with lots of love from his sister Susan and mom and dad. And he likes Tracy Allman. Don't we all? Tracy Allman with her sunglasses on, especially for Stephen Wall from Susan, that's Steve's sister, and also Mom and Dad. He's 18 years old today over there in Mortimer Street in Leominster. Music now from 1965. Do you remember that far back? Spencer Davis Group, Keep On Running. And watch what you're doing with those toilet rolls.
Keep on running.
Spencer Davis Group on Sunshine and Keep On Running.
Tell us what's on, Sunshine.
Okay, there's a charity show in aid of the blind, and it's they're going to have a country and western artist plus a 60s disco, and that's taking place at the Lloyd George Liberal Club in Leominster on February the 8th, which is next Friday. Tickets are £1.50, there's food available, and there's dancing from 8 till 12.30. There's a late bar has been applied for, and strictly no admission after 10.30. So if you'd like to go along to that charity show in aid of the blind, they're going to have a country and western artist plus a 60s disco. That's at the Lloyd George Club in Leominster. Friday the 8th of February is the date. £1.50 the tickets are, and strictly no admission after 10.30. There's dancing until 12.30, and a late bar has been applied for. We've got the new record from Billy Ocean on the turntable at the moment. That's it being wound up in the background. It's called Lover Boy. 28 minutes past 9 o'clock on Sunshine.
For renowned quality and good value in used vehicles, call Station Motors, Corve Street, Ludlow. Station Motors offer you a good selection of quality used cars, priced for you to buy. Inquiries for new vehicles can be arranged and Station Motors also service and repair cars for MOTs, as well as undertaking light repairs. Credit facilities are available with written quotations on request. And at Station Motors, you will find that nothing is too much trouble. Call at Station Motors, Corfe Street, Ludlow, or telephone Cecil Mellings on Ludlow 5252. Robert Machin is your quality furniture specialist in Craven Arms, stocking Parker Knoll, Old Charm, Rest Assured and Cintiq, to name but a few. There's lounge suites with removable covers, a limited number of reclining chairs from £145, high seat chairs from £79, bed settees and chairs from just £99, and a comprehensive stock of pine furniture. Robert Machin, 6 Corvedale Road, Craven Arms. Phone his easy-to-remember number, Craven Arms 3322.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
At Ludlow Tyre Services, you know you can get the best deal and best service on tyres and batteries. Call in now for a free check and compare our prices. We also sell 2050 engine oil at only £2.99 per gallon. Yes, only £2.99. And filters at big discounts. Spot and fog lamps are only £5.98 per pair. Roof racks £6.90. And trailer boards for only £10.35. With antifreeze, de-icers, car polishes, donkey jackets, overalls, boots and Wellingtons. Plus much, much more. Call in or phone us today. Ludlow Tyre Services, opposite the Corfe Street Post Office. Telephone Ludlow 2401.
P.D. Morgan, Park Farm, Honorbury, offer vegetables fresh from the farm, where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds £1.70, whites £1.50 for a £55 bag. Carrots or swedes too at Park Farm, halfway between Honorbury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. You'll also find us in Knighton on Thursdays, at the market just by the slipper stall, and every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm, Honorbury, the home of good vegetables.
The Prince Phillimore School for Foreign Children aged 7 to 14 of all nationalities and from very good families has moved from Sussex to Culmington House near Ludlow. The school needs a small number of Ludlow-based host families with children of comparable age to take in some of these pupils and treat them as one of the family. For further details, telephone Seafton 207. That's Seafton 207.
Sunshine Radio. All-hit radio.
Busting makes
Ghostbusters at 9:38. Ray Parker Jr., especially for the boys, Dan and John John. And talking of children, Robin Vaughan's daughter's in hospital, or just come out of hospital. That's Nicola. So all the best to you, Nicola. Hope you get well soon. Best wishes from Rob and Jenny. That's Mom and Dad. And also later on this afternoon in, what's his name? Roger Matthews Sports Programme. Ray Mercer, a sports reporter, will be reporting from Yeovil in Somerset. And the first report on that Harriers versus Yeovil will be at 2:30 this afternoon.
Me. late for Matthew and Son. He won't wait. Watch them run down to platform one and the 8:30 train to Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son, the work's never done. There's always something new. The files in your head, you take them to bed. You're never ever through. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. There's a 5-minute break, and that's all you take for a cup of cold coffee and a piece of cake. Matthew and Son, the work's never done. There's always something new. The files in your hand, you take them to bed. You're never ever through. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. He's got people who've been working for 50 years. No one asked for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and their rent's in arrears. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son. They've been working all day, all day, all day.
The Ra Band, are you satisfied? Very good question at 12 minutes to 10 o'clock, 12 minutes away from the news. The WRVS in Tenbury Wells Meals on Wheels service needs some extra drivers with their own cars to help start another Meals on Wheels round. And anyone with their own car willing to spare an hour or so of their time to help out once a month on either Mondays, Tuesdays or Fridays should telephone Mrs. Smart on Newnham Bridge 324. That's Mrs. Smart on Newnham Bridge 324.
Car is looking a bit down in the mouth. Cheer it up by calling in Ken Rawlings. Yes, Ken Rawlings Valeting Service will clean up your car like new. Bodywork lovingly polished, upholstery and carpets like spanking new. Ken Rawlings will clean every inch of your car, including the engine and underneath. And he'll come to your house or business. Farmers, don't forget Ken can steam clean your vehicles too. Tractors, stock wagons. Give your car a treat. Call 5697. That's Ken Rawlings, Ludlow 5697.
That your car outside, John?
It is, why?
Well, it seems to have changed shape a bit on the front off side.
Yes, it has.
You don't seem upset about it either, do you?
Well, no, it wasn't my fault. In any case, I'm insured through Peter M. Poole of Craven Arms.
An advantage, that is it?
Well, at least I'm confident they're dealing with my claim as quickly and fairly as possible.
Good service, eh?
Second to none. Very reasonable premiums. And that driver's club policy they've got, that's good value.
Peter M. Poole.
Yes, Peter M. Poole. They're at number 8 Dale Street in Craven Arms. Go and see them. They're open weekdays from 9:15 till 5 and noon on Saturday. holidays. If you can't get there, give them a ring. 3727 Craven Arms.
Craven Arms 3727.
Peter M. Poole. Ask to speak to Peter or Stuart Parsonage. Hey, your car's parked rather close to mine, isn't it?
Well, that's why I raised the subject, see?
Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Put the heat into your room, not up the chimney. Feel the difference by fitting a Jetmaster open fire from the old fire station in Old Street, Ludlow. They are the specialists and stock everything for the open fire. Take to the warmer side of life at the old fire station, Old Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 5595.
Sunshine Radio.
Minutes before 10 o'clock, that's 3 minutes before news time at 10 o'clock as well, and in the headline news, 50 football fans have been held after £1,500 worth of damage has been done at a Yorkshire motorway service station, and Russia is breaking the arms pact, so says Ronald Reagan, 6 weeks before the arms talks are due to start. All that and more news at 10 o'clock on Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
Now won't you here with me?
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Mrs. Thatcher and the coal board have left the miners with an unrelenting weekend message. Get back to work on Monday. Don't wait for peace talks, which may never happen. The industry's bosses are banking on a strike-breaking flood. Back to work now. The coal board's rejected the latest anywhere moves to get negotiations underway again. The board is holding to its insistence that it has the right to decide on the closure of loss-making pits. And Mrs. Thatcher says she won't change her mind for those behind the picket line clashes.
You never compromise with violence. You never compromise with intimidation. You never compromise by those who want to use those to extinguish freedom and democracy. Because if you do, then the very things for which you stand are extinguished.
But Britain's church leaders have joined together for the first time to call for the resumption of pit peace talks without any preconditions. Representatives of all faiths have signed a statement saying there should be no demands for written assurances on pit closures before the talks start. A six-year-old boy has been freed after a terrifying 2 hours trapped inside a washing machine at his home in Bournemouth. Firemen and doctors took part in a complex rescue operation. Stephen Hall reports from Bournemouth.
The boy crept into the kitchen of the house and somehow managed to get his legs trapped in the washing machine. His frantic parents even tried using soap to free him. A full-scale emergency then started. Ambulance spokesman Gordon Hughes says his female attendant played a vital role in keeping the boy calm.
She's very good at that sort of thing, keeping the child. She comforted him and kept him reasonably happy throughout.
Eventually, some 2 hours later, the boy was freed, but only after he had been anaesthetized and firemen had to strip the machine down completely. Stephen Hall, IRN, Bournemouth.
Health Minister Kenneth Clark has launched a new drive.